And here is the writer's almanac for Monday. It's the 6th of November, 2017. It's the birthday of Harold Ross, Aspen, Colorado, 1892, the man who founded the New Yorker magazine. His dad was in the mining business. He ran away from home. Harold, when he was 16, rode the rails around the country, worked at various newspapers, got to New York, went into the publishing business, got to meet writers, and he got to enjoy nightlife around the city. He went out to lunch with a group of friends, including Dorothy Parker, Robert Benchley, Edna Ferber. They met at the Algonquin Hotel. They called themselves the Vicious Circle because they loved to gossip and to make fun of the Puritan values of American society as they saw them. On February 21st, 1925, Ross published the first issue of The New Yorker. The founding statement said it was not edited for the old lady in Dubuque. It lost money for the first year. Harold Ross paced the office. Ever so often he would shout, "God, how I pity me." He hired E.B. White, James Thurber, to write Talk of the Town pieces for him, and the magazine started to take off. Harold Ross never looked or sounded like a man who had found The New Yorker. He spoke with a Western twang. He was gap-toothed, never finished high school. But he believed in accuracy. He pioneered the use of fact-checkers for everything, including cartoons and fiction. Harold Ross, who said, "If you can't be funny, be interesting." It's the birthday of Michael Cunningham, born in Cincinnati in 1952, author of the novel The Hours, inspired by Virginia Woolf's novel Mrs. Dalloway. And it's the birthday of John Philip Sousa, Washington, D.C., 1854. His dad played trombone in the U.S. Marine Band. And by the time the boy was 13, he could play violin, piano, flute, cornet, baritone, and trombone. And he was a pretty good singer. Went on to lead the Marine Band and write marches, Semper Fidelis, Washington Post March, The Stars and Stripes Forever, as well as a dozen light operas. Here's a poem for today by Richard Allen Taylor, The Next Generation of Mourning. I have begun, like my mother before me, to cross out names. She lived to read the obituaries of all her friends. In my generation, the first girl I ever kissed is dead, complications of pneumonia. I saw the email on the way from something important to something suddenly not, and felt nothing, as if a high-powered bullet had passed through me without hitting heart or head or bone. Later, the ache, as I remembered when we were 16, in a state of mutual crush, and rode to the lake, that parent-approved, church-sponsored alternative to a real beach trip with tiki bars and carnal temptations, and made out in the back seat of a red 64 Chevy Impala, with Ray driving and Mabel looking back now and then to wink and grin. Soon the romance was over, and we moved on, but never forgot that date. And when I saw her 40 years later, we still joked and smiled about that ride, and wondered whatever happened to Ray and Mabel. The Next Generation of Mourning, a poem by Richard Allen Taylor, from Armed and Luminous, published by Main Street Rag Publishing, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.